a possible stumbling block for the FCC's sweeping broadband proposal. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Federal Communications Commission calls its national broadband plan vital to keeping the United States competitive in the global economy. Unveiled yesterday, the 376-page document seeks a 90% broadband adoption rate in the U.S. by 2020. Part of the plan calls for auctioning off some radio spectrum held by the broadcasting industry so that capacity can be redirected to high-speed mobile internet services. Spectrum battles could plague the broadband plan, according to Maggie Reardon. She covers telecommunications for CNET.
Part of the plan calls for the FCC coming up with 500 megahertz of spectrum within the next 10 years, 300 of that within the next 5 years. And the FCC task force is saying that about 120 megahertz of that should come from TV broadcasters who are not using all the spectrum that they've been given. And the FCC is saying they'll do this voluntarily, but the broadcasters don't see it that way.
Why don't broadcasters want to give up the spectrum?
They have said, you know, with the digital TV transition, they've already given up some spectrum. And, you know, they're saying it's not fair to have to give up more. You know, some of these broadcasters are talking about doing, you know, mobile TV with it and doing some other things with the spectrum. So, you know, they definitely have a legitimate point. This was spectrum that was allocated to them. But at the same time, you know, the way it's allocated, particularly in some densely urban areas, there are some broadcasters that may not be using all their spectrum, or, you know, you have this white space issue where you have to leave space between the channels. And, you know, the FCC is already looking at sort of opening up some of those in-between spaces. But, you know, if the spectrum is being, you know, underutilized, they're saying, you know, we need the spectrum. It's something that's in short supply, and we need to get it out there to wireless broadband providers. And I think what this really gets down to is that you can see it in the plan, and you can see it in listening to the commissioners, that I think they really see wireless broadband services as being the true competitor for broadband. You know, we've had a duopoly in this country for a while, and it doesn't look like there's anyone viable out there who is going to be building a separate landline competitor to the cable companies and the phone companies. So wireless is going to be the competitor in a lot of markets. So they need to get more spectrum there. They need to encourage the development of that business.
How do politics play into the future of this plan? What if, for example, Republicans took control of Congress or the White House? What happens then?
The plan really isn't that partisan, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, I think, you know, this is another reason why I think they really need to reclaim some spectrum and auction it off. You know, they can make a lot of money from this. So that puts some money in the pocket of the government and also potentially pays for anything that that they've suggested in this plan. So I think they were very smart to not go out and say Congress needs to spend a bunch of money. So I don't think it's something that Republicans are going to like come out and attack, because I think it's something that regardless of your party, you can get behind pretty much, you know, most of this stuff.
Maggie Reardon is senior writer at CNET. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.